From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Voting has now ended in 6 of the 10 states holding primaries or caucuses on this Super Tuesday, and it's already turning out to be a big night for Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. According to network exit polls, Kerry has won Ohio, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, and is leading in Georgia. The only state that has not favored Kerry so far tonight is Vermont, which gave Howard Dean, the state's former governor, his sole victory, and that's despite the fact that Howard Dean withdrew from the race 2 weeks ago. More than 1,100 delegates are at stake tonight, and this was widely seen as North Carolina Senator John Edwards' last chance to stop Kerry's drive for the Democratic presidential nomination. He has not had a very successful evening, and according to the Associated Press, he is going to withdraw from the race. Senator Edwards is expected to address his supporters shortly.
But we're going to start our coverage this hour with the Kerry campaign and NPR's Scott Horsley, who's at the old post office in Washington, D.C. Scott, in many ways, it seems that John Kerry's really been leaving the primary behind and looking forward to November in his last few campaign days.
Well, and if, in fact, Senator Edwards does drop out, he'll be able to do that with his full attention going forward. Senator Kerry's got to be very gratified, especially by the win in Ohio, which was thought to be one of the more contested states in this Super Tuesday contest, and by his leading results in the native South in the state of Georgia.
I should mention that John Edwards is about to address his supporters, and we're going to him as his speech begins.
This is Senator Edwards.
Thank you for coming. You know, throughout this campaign, I've talked about building one America that allows every single American to have the opportunity to take advantage of their God-given talent. This is the America that you and I believe in. This is the America you and I will build together. And this is the America we will fight for as Democrats come November. You and I together.
Senator Edwards speaking from Atlanta, where he has run a strong second, it seems, in the Georgia primary.
I also want to take a moment and congratulate my friend, Senator John Kerry. He's run a strong, powerful campaign. He's been an extraordinary advocate for causes that all of us believe in. More jobs, better health care, a cleaner environment, a safer world. These are the causes of our party. These are the causes of our country. And these are the causes we will prevail on come November, you and I together.
Senator Edwards, speaking very warmly of his rival in this primary season, John Kerry of Massachusetts. Again, there is a report from the Associated Press that he's decided to fold his campaign, and we're waiting to hear if he's going to say something to that effect.
And you know, it wasn't very long ago that the pundits and the pollsters were saying that come Super Tuesday, there wouldn't even be anybody named John competing for the nomination. Well, the truth is, John Kerry and John Edwards have both proven those pundits and pollsters wrong, and we're proud of that. You and I did that together.
I think there might be a lot of head-scratching right now figuring out just what John Edwards is doing here. He hasn't dropped out of this race yet.
You know, in the past 2 weeks, while I've been campaigning across this country, I've heard from the American people. And what I've heard is they believe the best is still in front of them. And they know that George Bush has no idea what's going on in their lives. He's out of touch, has no clue what's going on day to day in their lives. And that's the reason, come November, he will be out of the White House, not just out of touch. The American people are also hungry for leadership. Leadership that will build one country that works for everybody. And I have seen this over the last 2 weeks. I was at Pomona College in California, where I met with hundreds of young people to talk about an issue that still tugs at the soul of America. 35 million Americans who live in poverty every single day. And all of us together, committed to build an America where we say no to kids going to bed hungry, no to kids who don't have the clothes to keep them warm, and no forever to any American working full-time and living in poverty, not in our America, not in the America that you and I will build together. You and I can change that.
Maybe an indication of Senator Edwards' future in his itinerary. He is headed back to North Carolina, we're told, not to Texas, where he would have gone to continue campaigning for next week's primary.
I also met with very good men and women in Youngstown, Ohio, who had lost their jobs, and they are so desperate for a president who understands that a job is about more than a paycheck. It's about dignity. It's about self-respect. It's about men and women who've spent their entire lives working every single day to build a better life for themselves and their family. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen come November. They're going to have a president of the United States who wakes up every single day fighting for them, standing up for them, standing up for their job, who understands their lives.
Edwards, Edwards, Edwards is the chant from supporters of Senator John Edwards. This is a speech in which we're wondering whether he is going to announce what has been reported, at least by the Associated Press, that he's out of it.
Also, right here in Georgia, in Augusta, I met with leaders from around this state to talk about an issue that's so important to so many of us, the issue of race and living in an America that's still divided by race. And we made a commitment not to follow, but to lead, to have an America where our children and our grandchildren are the first generations that grow up in a country that's no longer divided by race, where we stand up and fight for economic equality, for educational equality, for judges who we know with a certainty will enforce our civil rights laws. This is not an African-American issue, an Hispanic-American issue, an Asian-American issue. This is an American issue, and we will fight for it every single day.
This is a standard theme from the John Edwards stump speech, this two Americas notion, one beset by poverty and racism, the other affluent. And
because the truth is, and all of you know it, our campaign has never been about the politics of cynicism. It's about the politics of hope. It's about the politics of what's possible. And I am proud of the fact that you and I together have brought these issues back to the American debate. Race, equality, civil rights, poverty, all these issues that the American people care deeply about. We have touched their souls again. They feel these issues. We have been the little engine that could. And I am proud of what we've done together, you and I.
Well, Senator Edwards says, we have been, and we have brought those issues. He's not putting it plainly in the past tense. We were, and we brought them, but he's not saying we are the little engine that could, or that we continue to bring those issues before. We expect that he's headed to North Carolina in order to withdraw from the race. That's what the Associated Press says, and evidently that's what his travel schedule is.